Colorado real estate headlines. Colorado property records search. Owners, deeds, permits. Access a platform to check Colorado property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deeds, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals and CO can streamline due diligence and transaction management by centralizing access to critical property and ownership data. Explore the tool at ht.propertychecker.com/Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Rauk County Assessor Duties and Practices Explained for CO Real Estate Pros. The Rauk County Assessor page outlines the duties and practices of the county assessor. Understanding how the assessor values property and administers assessments helps CO real estate professionals advise clients on tax implications and valuation disputes. Review the assessor's practices at http://co.reit.co.devslov/assessor to stay informed on local valuation procedures. Colorado real estate headlines. Building permits. Boulder County Building Code amendments and permits apply in the unincorporated portions of Boulder County outside of the cities and towns. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in CO. Read the source. Read the source, hpa/property/use/building/building/building-permits/. Colorado Real Estate Headlines. Colorado County Appraisal District website launches. The Colorado County Appraisal District has launched its new website at coloradocad.org. This online portal provides real estate professionals in Colorado with direct access to property appraisal data and district information. Visit hsw/coloradocad.org to explore the district's online resources. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some CO jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most CO jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.